Blog Talk Radio.
What is up, everyone? Welcome to the KS4 PLR. This is PLR. It is Tuesday, the 21st of September. We are back ready to rock and roll with you. A lot of good stuff today. A lot of good stuff. Jumping off, we can finally put a bow on the week two of the NFL. A lot of stuff I want to get into. I want to talk Rodgers. See, I don't talk Aaron Rodgers a lot, but I want to talk Aaron Rodgers. And yes, I'm actually going to defend someone that plays for that team. I had to slow myself down because I could not believe it myself when I was saying it. Also want to talk about last night's game. Want to talk about some things and some trends that I'm seeing. I said this yesterday, but yesterday we were lucky and we were able to get the one and only Steve Taylor on. I know we ran a little bit long yesterday, but that's okay. That is okay. When you're doing something and you're speaking to someone like that, you run over. No big deal. Well, guess what? Not only are we talking football, I'm definitely getting into the Bears today because I don't know if I'm more confused or if Matt Nagy is more confused. I want to talk a little bit more about this, about the Cardinals and Kyler Murray. The Steelers, ooh, that's a whole different situation there. So I definitely want to get into that too. And we're going to talk Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And I'm not just going to talk it for the sake of talking it. We have one of the Buccaneers reporters on with us. And yes, I'm telling you the truth because we have Ruth the Truth on with us today. I love having her on. She is always good to catch up with, always full of great, great, great information. So definitely looking forward to having her. The Sports Truth with Ruth. Wow, she is fun to have on. Anyway, let's just jump into it because we don't have a whole lot of time. She's scheduled to call in at 1:15. So let's get it rocking and rolling. We're brought to you by Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School, locally in Chandler. That's Chandler and, Chandler Heights and Alma School. Get down there and let them know that PLR sent you 10% off of your cigar purchase. You also can become a club member, get your access to the members lounge. Back there, you get a locker, backs up to a humidor. Keep your sticks in there. They never go bad. You have refrigerator, microwave, everything you need. They serve beer and wine. Sit back there, watch your games, relax. Listen, sometimes I go back there, just put my headset on, listen to some music, and just have a nice cigar. So relaxing. That you can definitely do. Or if you don't want to be a member, but you just still want to just have a good place to go to, still plenty of seats, plenty of TVs, a lot of stuff for you there. Now, if you can't make it down there, no worries. Go to Stogie World, S-T-O-A-G-I-E, world.com. If you get your order in early enough, it will ship out the exact same day. Same great selection as if you go in there. There's not a hidden stash somewhere. So make all that happen over at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Like I said, if you are there, you are in the building, make sure you let them know that PLR sent you. And they will definitely, definitely hook you up with 10% off of your cigar purchase. Call-in number is 917-889-7828. That is our number. A lot of stuff going on in the world of sports to talk about. Let's jump right in. You have a caller online. Thank you for your patience. Dave Show with PLR.
Hey, Paul. How are you?
What's up, my friend? How are you?
Well, I got some news about your Coyotes, though. That you didn't bring up. They put up a lot of money to build the new hockey arena in the Tampa area, but it's not gonna come cheap. I'll tell you that right now.
Well, nothing in Tempe comes cheap. Nothing in Arizona in the Phoenix, Maricopa County area is cheap anymore. Sure. So
yeah, but how about this for a price tag? $1.7 billion.
That sounds about right.
Mm-hmm.
Really does. Sounds about right.
Yeah, I guess it does.
Tempe, Lou, I don't know the last time you were out this way, but Tempe, especially over by Arizona State, the the Harvard of the West Coast, it has become its own city within a city. It is huge.
Yeah.
So it is just to give you an example, and I don't want to age myself here too much. When I was a freshman at ASU, the largest building in Tempe was a dorm by the name of Manzanita Dorm. The largest building in Mesa was the Bank of America building. There are apartment buildings in Tempe that dwarfs both of those if they were to stand on top of each other. It's not even, it's its own city at this point. It's different. So that doesn't surprise me at all. I think what's sad about this whole thing is they had an opportunity to go. There's this in Scottsdale, that we used to have a mall there called Los Arcos Mall. They had an opportunity to go there years ago, and they did it, and they ended up in Glendale.
Whoops.
Which was insane, but they, if I'm not mistaken, they got the land free. So they jumped at it. So when they leave, because Glendale didn't renew their lease, they're going to leave an empty arena out there. Just an empty arena just sitting there. So kind of nuts. But, hey, it's all good.
Okay. And what didn't come as a surprise to me today is Ben Simmons said he's done with Philadelphia. Oh, what a surprise. Like, you didn't see that coming. I'm surprised he didn't have to do it sooner.
He had said that, though, before. He's just reasserting what he said. Here's the problem. Where is he going?
I think he's going back to Australia.
Okay. If I'm not mistaken, now I could be wrong, but you can't play professionally for another organization if you're still under NBA contract. Because then, so for example, I don't know if you know this, but when guys played for China, even if they were offered an NBA deal, they couldn't just break that deal. They had to wait till that season was over. You don't see guys going off to play in Europe or Australia under contract, then signing another contract. The Sixers would sue the hell out of him if he went and signed with another professional team. So that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen.
And I'm just getting word now of another incident. Boy, if New Orleans had had bad enough already, now something else has happened, because I don't suppose you heard that the roof caught fire at the Superdome.
Oh, wow. No, I have not heard that one yet.
Yeah, I'm looking over the article right now. One person taken to the hospital, and it's, I'm just reading this over. As the noise hasn't been through enough, now they got to deal with this.
Well, it's almost time for them to get a new home. If there's space. Yeah, I'm not as familiar with the New Orleans area, to necessarily say where they could or couldn't, but they definitely need a new home.
Yes.
In the New Orleans area. I'm not saying move. In the New Orleans area.
Oh, no.
But, that's insane.
Yeah.
That's too bad for them. I feel bad for that community more than anything. How much more can go wrong in that community? So, that's tough.
Yeah. Just a month after that happened, now it's happening all over again.
Yeah, look, I mean, I don't know what to say.
It's
if
like
you live
cursed.
In New Orleans, I don't know even if they're cursed. You live in an area where hurricanes ravage an area, and you're above sea level. I mean, I hate to say it like this. This isn't something new. What's sad is it's happening, you know, so consistently and so, you know, with such force. But like I said, I'm not lessening what happened to them, but that's almost like someone moving to hell. The Phoenix is saying, wow, you guys get really hot here. I mean, that's a known, kind of a known fact. It gets hot here, or, man, Chicago really gets cold in the winter.
No kidding.
It gets, so I think that's kind of tough. You feel for the people, but, you know, it's like that's just the truth.
Yeah. Yeah. So now, what do you do?
I don't stay nomads, I guess. I mean, there's really nowhere else to play unless you go all the way down. I shouldn't say all the way down. It's not like it's terribly far, but unless you go down to Baton Rouge and play where LSU plays. But there's not many other options. I don't think they're going to play in the home of the Raging Cajun. So I'm sure they'll get worked out. And hopefully – no, not – that's Baton Rouge. Raging Cajun, that's Louisiana – it's either like Louisiana Tech or Northern Louisiana, something like that. It's the smallest stadium. The Raging Cajun. So
– yeah.
But, yeah, my man, that's the deal.
Yeah. And a lousy deal it is.
Yeah.
All right, I know you got your guest coming on, so I'll just leave it at that. He ended a grim note.
Yeah, no, not grim. Grim is death. This isn't death, fortunately, as long as no one got hurt. So let's hope no one got hurt or injured.
Well, one person got taken to the hospital.
Yeah, let's pray that no one got
minor injuries, not major.
As long as there's everyone is fine overall, oxygen is flowing, and they're on the right side of the dirt, that's always a good sign.
It is. All right. Talk to you
again. All right, buddy.
Later.
So on. Sounds good. All right, appreciate it. Always good to catch up with Lou's good friend in the program. What else can go wrong for New Orleans? We come back. Sports Truth. Love that name. Root the Truth will be joining us right here on the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. This is the Cave Show.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School in Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
You never know what you'll hear on The Cave Show.
Here's the bottom line. If people were having great sex, we'd have world peace.
You know, one day I was riding around with a friend, and the alarm on my watch went off. And I turned to my friend and I said, "Hey, shut up. Because I need to listen to The Cave Show with PLR."
Welcome back to the Cave Show at PLR. This is PLR. I did not forget. No, I don't think I forgot. I do know it's Phyllis Hyman Tuesday. But today is such a pretty day. It is a nice day here in Arizona. It's not 1,000 degrees. The Bears won. The Cardinals won. The White Sox have a magic number of 2. The team in Tucson lost to NAU. That's comical. They paid a team to come to Tucson to whoop their ass. Boy, if that don't make your day, nothing does. If that doesn't make it a lovely day, nothing makes it a lovely day. We are back. Make sure you check us out every day. We are live at 1 p.m. Easiest way to find us, go to sportscave.com. Cave is with a K. Hit that listen live button. Any other time you hit that button, a plethora of our shows will pop up. Pick one that you like, want to hear it again. Pick one that you missed, and maybe get yourself caught up. We're also on Spotify, iHeartRadio. Simply go to The Cave Show. It's brought to you by The Sports Cave. Download. That way you get alerts when we're up and running with new shows. That way you stay in the mix. Also go to KSRN, Casual Sports Radio Network, where we'll replay it at 3 o'clock. Download that app from the Apple App Store, Google Play Stores, anywhere you get your apps from. Like I said, I know it's Phyllis Hyman Tuesday, and we're going to get to it after the next break. But right now, how do you not like this song? Yes, I definitely talk sports, love sports, but I will always be a music guy, always, always, always. And like I said, how is today not a lovely day? When you stop and think about it, the school in Tucson, let me repeat this, over the weekend, paid NAU to come down there to beat their ass. Oh, my God, that is beautiful. That is beautiful for everything. Bears won. Sox magic number is 2. The Cardinals won. Kyler Murray is a problem. I said it last year, I'm going to keep saying it, he's a problem. But it seems like no matter what goes around, I've always said, if I'm a betting man, I'm betting on the Chiefs. You take the field, give me the Chiefs and Pat Mahomes. That must mean I'm betting against Brady. I was dumb enough last year to bet against him in the Super Bowl. They're out to a 2-0 start. He's about 75 years old, plus 5 touchdown passes. I want to know what's going down, what's going on down there in Tampa. How is this 84-year-old dude still doing this? I said the only thing that gets better with time is bourbon and scotch. Hell, I got to add Tom Brady to that. So I'm going to the person that's in the mix, a reporter for the Bucks. She knows all that's going on down there. I'm going to find out how this 92-year-old man is throwing all these touchdowns on the air, on the case of PLR, one of my favorite people. You know you're the bomb when your name is the truth. Ruth, the truth. What's going down, my friend?
Hey, 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 nothing much. Just kind of still riding that wave after this weekend. Tampa is on a cloud 9 right now, and Brady made that happen.
How is that 91-year-old dude throwing 5 touchdown passes a day?
Yeah, how old is he? You said 85. How many numbers are you going to throw out there? Yeah, I mean, it's pretty incredible how elite Tom Brady is still playing at his age. I think he's putting up numbers that are comparing to his 2007-2008 season when he was in his early 30s, and it's just it's pretty remarkable what he's able to do, and father time doesn't seem to have any effect on Tom Brady.
You know, Ruth, I was talking about quarterbacks the other day, and I said, to be a quarterback now, you got to be able to move. And when you look at the elite teams in the NFL, all their quarterbacks move around. If you look at the Cardinals, Kyler Murray moves. If you look at Kansas City, Mahomes moves. Aaron Rodgers can move. All these guys can move. But when you get to anything Tom Brady, it's like you take him and you put him in his own separate box. And then there's everybody else doing something. How does he maintain that and still look like that dude? Because he is, after all these years.
Yeah, and he never strays away from not being the type of quarterback that moves around in the pocket and doesn't make a lot of plays on his feet. And it was kind of scary to see him actually make a move and for a gain of 8 yards against the Falcons. I believe it was in the third quarter that he kind of stumbled. He kind of stumbled a little bit. He wasn't really sure what to do. He wanted to originally get rid of the ball. He was trying to aim for Mike Evans and then realized that Mike Evans was being double teamed. So he decided to – when the pocket was collapsing on him, he decided to run. And everybody kind of froze because that's not his formula. That's not something that we're used to seeing. And he laughed about it in the press box, in the press conference after the game, and spoke about how he salutes the quarterbacks in the league for being mobile and being able to make plays with their feet. But that's something that he's not comfortable with doing. And he admitted during that moment that he was kind of freaking out in his mind because he wanted to throw the ball, but when that wasn't possible, he started to run. And then the first thing in his mind was, okay, get down, get down, get down, get down and don't hurt yourself. Get down and don't hurt yourself. So Yeah, it's pretty remarkable what Brady has been able to do. Yeah, he's not mobile. Yeah, he doesn't run around on his feet, but he has the protection in front of him to be able to take his time for most of the part and get the ball in the right hand. So that's something that Bucs fans are pretty excited about, that regardless of whether or not Brady's going to make plays on his feet, he's going to make it happen with his arm. And that's exactly what we saw last Sunday. I mean, 5 touchdowns, 44 years old. It doesn't add up. It really doesn't.
It does not. I will say this. I would take those wide receivers, though. You give me Brown, Evans, Goodwin, Gronk. I live with that all day. Here's my question for you, though. Who's the running back? Is it Jones? Is it Fournette? What are they doing, a two-back platoon? Exactly what's going on in that backfield?
So in that backfield, we have a pretty good running back room. I mean, obviously, when Ronald Jones isn't being efficient, then Leonard Fournette is making something happen. And then we've also been having Giovanni Bernard catching the ball in the backfield and has been that third down back for the Bucs. And I can't really say, because it seems to kind of – it's been a lot of Ronald Jones conversation when it comes to who's getting much of the carries. But then when we look at the productivity on the field – it's a lot of back and forth between the two, Leonard Fournette and Ronald Jones. So I think it's a good situation to be in. I know that Jones is still young. He still has a lot to learn, and he's a couple mental errors that kind of irks Bruce Arians and Byron Leftwich with their offensive scheme. Bruce Arians talked about it in the press conference after the game, that he was kind of disappointed with some of the mistakes that he saw Ronald Jones make, because he said he's in his third season. Like, he's not a rookie anymore. He needs to learn from his mistakes and not make those small mental errors that we see a lot coming out of the young receiver running back room. So, but I think it's a good, like I said, it's a good situation to be in between Ronald Jones and Leonard Fournette, and with Giovanni Bernard catching in the backfield, we can bring a different dynamic with every game. So I think there was improvement for the running back this week against Atlanta, but, I mean, Atlanta doesn't have the best defense. So I think our real test is going to be this coming weekend against, Aaron Donald and the dynamic defense that they have in L.A. for the Rams.
Here on the Cave Show with PLR, the one, only, the truth, Ruth the Truth is hanging out with me, talking football, talking Bucs. I'm looking at this division, and Atlanta's just terrible. I mean, I think I told you last time you were with me, we don't have a lot of time to, you know, make people feel good and talk about their team and give them all, you know, warm and fuzzies. They're just a bad team. They got to move off the quarterback. They got to do a lot of more. The Saints, to me, they're just not complete. Carolina, they're young, which means they haven't hit a hard part yet. Is there anyone in this division that's really going to challenge the Bucs, or is it's kind of a foregone conclusion that Tom's going to win this division?
Yeah, I mean, it looks that way. I think the Panthers are probably going to be, surprisingly, they're probably going to be the best opponent for the Bucs in this division. I really don't think that they can win more than 10 games this season, and I expect the Bucs to win at least 12. So I don't really see it coming down to like a one game situation where it's going to be a one game decision maker. But I do think the Panthers pose the biggest threat. There's too many question marks when it comes to the Saints and Alvin Kamara. His productivity in the first 2 weeks has been kind of slim. And then with the Jameis Winston situation, where 1 week he looks like a Superman, the next week it looks like old Jameis. It's too much back and forth. I knew that it was going to be a lot of changes needed to be made after Drew Brees decided to retire from the New Orleans Saints, so I wasn't expecting them to be a huge competitor this season. I know that they're making a lot of changes. Well, Michael Thomas also getting a surgery back in June and not going to be available for this season. There's too many question marks when it comes to the Saints. So I have the Panthers with Matt Rhule being the new head coach. He's going into his second season. He's making some great adjustments. I think he's a great coach. I think Sam Darnold, we're actually starting to see the actual talent that Sam Darnold wasn't able to show us under Adam Gase and with the New York Jets. So, I mean, it was a great start to the season for Sam Darnold to get a win against the Jets at home. I have them being our number one competitor in the NFC South. But I think it's think it's pretty concrete that as long as the Bucks stay healthy, they will have no problem taking the division.
Ruth, every time someone says Adam Gase on this show, I like to remind people who Adam Gase is.
I mean, at the time, you know,
that's Adam Gase as he starts his press conferences. So that should give you a lot of confidence if he was your head coach.
Yeah, I mean, Zach Wilson threw for 4 interceptions this weekend. So it's obvious that it's not the organization just is running into some problems at the quarterback position. But I really don't think all the problems had to do with Sam Darnold last season. So I'm glad that he's in a new situation. I don't think he was excited to go to Carolina, but I think he was done with the Jets. I think after picking up Wilson in the draft, it was obvious that they were moving on. So I'm glad that he's getting a second chance in Carolina.
Yep. In fact, to be honest with you, with the NFC West as competitive as it is, and I think they're going to cannibalize each other a lot between the Niners, the Rams, the Cardinals, and the Seahawks, and the NFC East, I don't even need to say anything else. And the North is obviously going to go to Green Bay. I think Tampa has a shot, actually, to have the best record in the conference.
I think Chicago might have a chance now that Andy Dalton's hurt and Justin Fields is getting thrown in the mix. I think something special might happen with Chicago this season. It was a terrible season opener for the Green Bay Packers, but they kind of, you know, revitalized themselves with last night's matchup against Detroit, getting a win. I mean, it was kind of expected and definitely needed because, I mean, you can't lose back-to-back games and then lose to Detroit. Like, that can't happen. And there's a lot of talk about whether or not Aaron Rodgers even wants to still be in Green Bay. But I think Chicago might pull something crazy out of their hat this coming season, but we should see. But, yes, okay, I agree with you. The NFC West division is definitely, I think, the most packed division in the NFL right now.
Yes. And don't okay, so let me tell you something. You can't do that to a Bears fan. Don't give us hope. When you give us hope, then it gets taken away. Then we get that gut punch. There's certain things in Chicago you've come to realize. One, right now our life is Matt Nagy as our coach. And I don't know if you heard this, but in his press conference yesterday, he answered, and I'm playing the sound a little bit later, but he answered a question in a way that was so confusing. After the press conference, the media director had to pull him aside and have him re-answer the question so he could send it out to the media. And what he basically said is, Andy Dalton is still our guy, and when he's healthy, he'll be playing. So nothing's changed. I mean, you ever go to a party, and the party is getting real good, but the guy that has the house forgot to pay his electric bill, and right in the middle of the party being good, all the power goes off, and everybody got to go. That's Matt Nagy. Matt Nagy is a guy that forgets to pay the electric bill, and all the power goes off, and everybody got to go. So,
I'd be upset. You know. I'd take all the beer with me.
Yeah, no. You can't even take the beer because the house is too dark. Don't even know where the beer is. He's just putting everybody out. That's what Nagy is. So let me ask this on with Gil R here on the K Show, the truth herself, Ruth the Truth. What team so far have you looked at and just said, wow, that's not a good football team?
What team so far?
So far, first 2 weeks. Oh.
Let's see. Any kind of I think the Giants are kind of kind of shooting themselves in the foot. I expected more from Saquon Barkley's return. For them to start 0-2 and then I don't think it's looking too good for the Giants. I expected the Philadelphia Eagles to be dead last in that division, but now looking at the Giants and their mishaps, I think they might end up being a real disappointment for the NFC East division. What other teams are upsetting? Now that the news just broke about Ben Roethlisberger being out with a pectoral injury, I think that could be a big game changer for the Steelers. I think Michael Tomlin's in a tough position, having backup quarter, what's his name, Dwayne Haskins and Mason Rudolph. So that might be a game changer for the Pittsburgh Steelers, because when Big Ben goes down, that place falls like a house of cards. And also the Atlanta Falcons, the way they got blown out in week one by Philadelphia, 32-6, and those 6 points came from two field goals, not even a touchdown. They showed a little glimpse of something in the third quarter against Tampa Bay this weekend, but I mean, initially back-to-back pick sixes in the fourth quarter is just, the margin of error in the NFL is very slim. So I think the Atlanta Falcons are going to be probably one of the biggest disappointments in the NFL this season.
I'm with you on all of those, and I 100 agree. The Giants are just bad. I mean, I think you did a beautiful job of giving a real description of why they're bad instead of just saying they're just bad. No offensive line. Their quarterback is sketchy at best. Saquon can't stay healthy. And Evan Engram is supposed to be all this and all that. Dude has no availability to go with his ability. So, yeah, they're bad. Now, the one thing about the Steelers, I'm going to say, and I know I'm going to get hammered by Steelers fans on this, could Ben Roethlisberger getting hurt actually be a blessing in disguise? Isn't it time? Sometimes when you got an old player that you want to move out, but you have a hard time moving out, sometimes isn't their injury what you needed? And I definitely don't think Mason Rudolph is the guy. I wouldn't let Mason Rudolph quarterback a flag football team. But maybe it's time to give Dwayne Haskins that second chance. We talk about second chances for Sam Darnold and other guys that get them. Maybe it's time to give him that second chance and see what you have. So that way, because we know what Mason Rudolph is. We know. There's no secret about Mason Rudolph.
Yeah.
So why not give Haskins the chance now? And if he's not the one, now you know you have to go out and get somebody. Because it's a wrap for Ben.
I want to know if they're going to end up picking up the phone and giving Cam Newton a call. I know there's a lot of doubt whether or not Cam Newton is going to return to be an NFL quarterback, but, I mean, we've seen it time and time again. When QB1s go down, the next important position is who's going to be the backup quarterback. And I think Cam Newton could be a reliable backup. So if Ben Roethlisberger is going to be out 6 to 8 weeks, maybe I would give Dwayne Haskins maybe two games. Give him two games. If he can win at least one of those two, then maybe you have something there. But if you go on a little bit of a losing streak and you win two games in a row, then I think it's time to pick up the phone and call Cam.
You want to hear something funny? I wouldn't sign Cam at all, ever, unless I was a team like Baltimore that played that style. I love Cam.
Right.
I do. And this is hard for me to say because I'm a Cam Newton fan. But a career 61% completion guy, and I think I'm being generous there, and that offense with a bad line that's going to ask him to push the ball down the field with accuracy, I wouldn't do it. I really wouldn't. I would almost say if Dwayne doesn't have it, we're just going to suck this year, which is hard for Steelers fans to do, but we're just going to suck this year, and we're going to go out and get us a quarterback and start the clock all over.
Yeah, I don't really remember a time of watching the Pittsburgh Steelers without Ben being their quarterback. So that's going to be like a huge, that's going to be like a Drew Brees retiring from New Orleans type of situation. Like, what are they going to do after that? You know, like, what's going to happen with the team? Who's going to take over? Are they going to draft a quarterback? Are they going to try to pick up a veteran? Imagine Aaron Rodgers gets fed up with Green Bay and, you know, they make a pull for Aaron Rodgers to go to the Steelers. I think that could be a possible scenario going into next year.
Yeah, incredible. Listen, I know I got to get you out of here as well. Let me ask you this real quick before we go, because I know you're a basketball player as well.
Yes.
Would you trade for Ben Simmons?
That's tough.
Okay, stop. Hold on. Before you even answer, stop. Whenever someone says these phrases, take it or leave it, that's kind of tough. Well, let me see what I got. Exactly. What do you want? What are you trying to get from me? That is a, the nicest way of saying, hell no. Not, I wouldn't want to. So I'll let you answer now. I'm just saying, when you say, there's some meanings in there when you say, ooh, that's tough. So,
yeah.
Would you do it?
I guess it would depend what I trade Ben Simmons for. I don't think I would give up too much for a player like Ben Simmons. He's just, there's a lot of doubt when it comes to his productivity in the playoffs. And when you're getting paid at the caliber that he is, you need to show out and you need to make free throws. I mean, that's, you can't go 1-11 in the playoffs at the free throw line. That's just not, I mean, and Atlanta took advantage of that during that series where they made sure it wasn't even halftime and they were just forcing Ben Simmons on the line because they knew that he wasn't going to make it. And I don't know if it's mental. I don't, because we see all these off-season footage of videos of him going viral, of him making back-to-back-to-back-to-back threes and then looking so efficient, but we haven't seen that productivity on the court. So there's a lot of doubt surrounding Ben, but is he a defensive monster? Absolutely. Would he thrive in a system that has another super? I just don't think that he could be the superstar of the team. If Ben Simmons goes somewhere else, he needs to go somewhere that already has a two-headed monster locked in, you know, like already that he can help. I think he might be a good fit for someone like Miami. I don't know. That's just kind of, Miami was just a team that I kind of just thought of because I think maybe, I mean, but we saw Jimmy Butler play with Ben Simmons and with the 76ers, and that didn't really mesh well with him and Tobias Harris. So, like, I don't really know where Ben goes. Would I trade for him? If I was a team like, I don't know, maybe Sacramento or Orlando, of course I would make a move for Ben Simmons. But, yeah, he would need to be stacked with some superstars to have a chance.
You know what? I love the answer. You were so nice and politically correct. So everyone that's listening, what you heard was Ruth say that. What I heard Ruth say was, put him on a bad team, let him do his thing, whatever. Or put him on a team with some superstars that can do all the scoring so they don't need his scoring at all. They just need his defense and his ability to distribute the ball.
Right.
So you heard it the nice way, but what I heard was...
Right. I think Ben Simmons would be a great fit for the Golden State Warriors with Trey Thompson and Stephen Curry scoring all the points, and they just need him to play some serious defense.
I agree with you. Honestly, I know that Draymond Green is the heart and soul of that team. If there was a way for someone to keep that and they make the trade for a Draymond Green, I think that would benefit everybody because you're getting a light player. You're just not getting that same fiery, heart and soul of a team competitor. So I think Golden State would be have a hard time getting off of Draymond Green for him. And then the other problem is money. This isn't baseball where you can trade a guy making $40 million for like six prospects and a pack of gum. You got to line those contracts up. It's hard to move off of him. And Philadelphia, they're basically telling you that they're trading you a Mercedes, and they want a Mercedes back. But what they're forgetting to tell you is their Mercedes has a busted headlight, the radio don't work, it won't go in reverse, and you can't open the sunroof. They're leaving all that out. They're just telling you you're getting the Mercedes. I think that's a problem. I will say this, though. The Suns have media day next Monday. We're that close to basketball. How happy are you?
That's pretty incredible to even think about because I just kind of feel like I just blinked my eyes and we just crowned a champion like not so long ago. So that's great. I really want to see how Phoenix bounced back after their incredible performance and they're, you know, making it to an NBA final and Devin Booker and Chris Paul coming back and Chris Paul getting a contract with the Phoenix Suns and them making some great offseason moves. I'm really curious of how to see how Monty Williams and his team is going to bounce back. But I'm excited. Basketball is definitely my number one. It definitely has my heart for sure. Love and Basketball was one of my favorite movies growing up. So, I'm really excited to cover some NBA next season. And I will most likely be credentialed for the Orlando Magic this coming season. So look out for some great NBA content coming to you from Read the Truth.
Well, you know what? You shouldn't have told me that, because you know that means I just get to bug you more, because I've been I've actually been credentialed for the Suns now. This is year 10. So believe me,
That's
I've
awesome.
Been the when I started covering the Suns was the year after they made the playoffs for the last time. So I went through 10 years of
wow.
just bad basketball. Effort, but bad basketball. So it actually feels good to know that you're walking in now covering a team that has, you know, some potential. It makes the year fun and exciting. So, yes, I will definitely be bugging you about those matches. See, you shouldn't have, every time you come on, you reveal a little bit more, which means I get to bug you again. So
yeah.
just so you know, you're doing it to yourself.
Yeah, I'm setting myself up. It's okay. I'm ready for it. I'm ready for, you know, I've this is actually my third show of the day, and then I'm about to get ready to head to my first Tampa Bay Rays game as they take on the Blue Jays tonight. But this is what I love to do. The more I do it, the more practice I get, the more experience I get under my belt, the better it is for me. So you can bug me anytime. We'll set something up. We could start doing like a once a month or once every 2 weeks type of thing where I'll call into the show and give you some great NBA insight, NFL insight, whatever you need, because I'm there.
Sounds good. Well, guess what? When we're done, when the show ends, I got to hop on because the Mercury are in the playoffs. So I actually cover the Phoenix Mercury as well, which I absolutely love, especially when you're covering the GOAT and Diana Taurasi. That makes your job a whole lot easier. Because she not only is a baller, she is one of the best interviews. Her, Sky, and BG, they're just fun, good people. So it's a good gig. So go Mercury Jersey. But thank you. Tell everyone how they can get a hold of you, how they can check you out.
Oh, yes. So I just started a brand new podcast called Bucks Babes with Christina, the Tampa Sports Bay. We go live every Friday. Last Friday was our first episode, and we had great comments, great fan interaction, a lot of audience. We got over 1,000 views while we were live, which was awesome. So make sure to go to the Bucks Report YouTube page and find us. Go live every Friday. There's also 12 other podcasts on that site, so keep up with that. Also look out for my articles and my publications for the Tampa Bay Bucks on sportstalkflorida.com. I just dropped an article about Sunday's game late Sunday night, so make sure to read that article and check out my YouTube video. I was able to go down to the field and produce a video, like a post-game video that I was able to put on the Sports Talk Florida YouTube page, so make sure to look out for that. Follow me on Twitter. I'll give you a follow back at Root the Truth with 3 H's at the end. I'm always putting a lot of content on Twitter. I post and retweet as much as possible. If you need help sharing your content, I will be more than happy to retweet, and because we're all in this together. Follow me on Instagram as well, Sports Truth with Babe Ruth. I am going to be going live probably 3-4 times a week at the Bucks training camp in the facility and giving you some inside coverage on press conferences with the players and coaches. I have practice Wednesday, Thursday, Friday of this week, so look out for my Instagram because I'll be putting a lot of the content out there. Fire content only. Thanks for supporting.
Always. And by the way, on your IG, nice follow through on the jump shots. Real nice. I like that. Always look for the follow through. Good.
Thank you. I'm gonna start going out there a couple times a week, how I used to. I kind of fell off a little bit. Had a lot going on, but playing basketball is definitely like therapy for me. So my anxiety has been running high lately. So I probably should just get out there on the court more often.
Sounds good. Well, I appreciate it. We will definitely talk soon. Good stuff. Always good stuff. Appreciate you, and congratulations on all the good stuff. It comes with hard work, and I know you do it. So way to go, and I appreciate you.
Thank you so much. You enjoy the rest of your day. Have a great week.
All right, you too. That was the truth. It is always great to catch up with her. What I love is that everything she says is right on point, good knowledge. She's there. And it makes a difference when sports reporters are there. It really does. And she's there. She's in the thick of things. She knows what's going on. Listen, I know I didn't get to it yesterday. We're getting to it today. We're getting to the Bears today. We're getting to Matt Nagy because he is confusing the hell out of me along with the other 8 million people that live in Chicago. We'll do that right after this. It's Cave Show with PLR.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School and Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
Hey, this is Mikel Bridges with the Phoenix Suns. I'm in a cave with PLR.
Welcome back to the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. Hey, listen, make sure you're checking us out on social media at the Sports Cave on the Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Cave is with a K. The sportscave.com is the website. Again, Cave is with a K. You can get me on the Twitter at PLR on Sports. There is so much going on, and we're going to jump into these Bears in a minute. Like I said, it is Tuesday, the 21st of September. And I know I came up, I changed the music up a little bit, do a lot of different things. And we're definitely going to get into this Bears conversation. But you know that Tuesdays belong to the one, the only, Phyllis Hyman. Do your thing. Confused as hell. I'm listening to Matt Nagy, head coach of the Bears, speak. And the more he speaks, the more confused I get. Now, I'm trying to put all this into perspective and say, okay, let's give him the benefit of the doubt. Let's figure this whole thing out. But I'm even more confused. This is what he said yesterday.
Things are how many adjustments are there to get an offense that fits Justin's skills?
Yeah, we'll work through all that. You know, we'll work through if it is Justin and we go that route, then we'll work through that as a staff. I feel good about that, and whether it's the same stuff, different stuff, less, more, you know, that's the stuff that we'll have to work through tonight.
So you start scratching your head. And then hits with this.
Andy is healthy as he or so. That's something that I'm not going to get into with scheme.
That's not scheme.
Of course it is. That's 100% scheme, Brad.
So I guess what he's saying is he doesn't want to give the Cleveland Browns an idea who's starting, so that way they have to prepare for both quarterbacks. But instead of saying that,
if Andy is healthy, is he or sir? That's something that I'm not going to get into with scheme.
That's not scheme.
Of course it is. That's 100% scheme, Brad.
Now he came out after the Bears media put out that, yeah, Andy's the guy per Matt Nagy, as long as he's healthy. Now, you knew he was going to get peppered with these questions.
We'll have to be prepared when we find out exactly what's going on with Andy is understand, okay, is he able to go? Is he not able to go? Work through all that stuff. And, you know, because for us, you got a guy that's been in the league playing quarterback for a long time, and you got a guy that's never had an NFL start. So we'll have to work through that, which we will, and that gives us time tonight to be able to do that. And that's what we'll do, you know, and just kind of keep it that way. You know, as far as the quarterback situation with Andy, he's still working through all his results right now and going through that. So we'll know more later on tonight with him. But I appreciate his toughness, and I thought he was playing really well. He took us down there on that first drive for a touchdown, came back out and put together a nice another little drive there with some scrambles. He was throwing the ball well. He looked good, you know, and then unfortunately that happened. So we'll see how that goes later on today with the results and then work from that, which I know you guys will probably have a lot of questions with.
Okay, so let me explain something to you. Let me explain something to you. When you go to practice, they don't split the number one practice time. So one quarterback doesn't get 50% of the snaps, and then they roll the other quarterback out, and then he gets 50% of the snaps. That's not how it works. The starting quarterback takes about 95% of the snaps, and you have to, right? Because you got to develop chemistry and get fit in with everybody. So when you sit your backup quarterback and then you say, okay, well, we'll start him, say, week four. If you're not coming off of a bye, it really doesn't make much of a difference because he's not taking first team snaps. That's why generally in the NFL, you see people fired off of byes. Coaches get fired. Coordinator gets fired off of byes because it gives you the extra week of preparation to integrate the new. Quarterbacks, usually older quarterbacks that are being benched for new quarterbacks or quarterbacks that just aren't working, sometimes it happens during the bye week is when you get the extra time. So if you just roll him out there, it doesn't matter if it's week one, week two, week three, and I mean Justin Fields, week four, week five. It doesn't matter because there's no bye. There's no extra time to prepare. Unless the Bears, who have their bye, I believe it's in week nine, before they play the Steelers on ESPN, are they saving him for that? Is that what Matt Nagy's thinking? If Andy Dalton doesn't work out, we're going to save him for that? So that way he gets two full weeks to prepare? So what you want to do then is put even more pressure on him by giving him those 2 weeks. It'll leak that he's been getting the majority of the reps with the first team, and then you put him on national TV against the Steelers defense. Huh. Okay. I'm really trying to make this make sense. You have Andy Dalton that went out with the injury. This is simple. Hey, coach, I'm ready to put me back in. Nah, you look like you limping. Hey, coach, no, I'm good. Nah, you look like you're favoring the other leg now. No, coach, really, I'm good. They checked me out. They said I'm good. Nah, doctor said he wouldn't push it. We're going to downgrade you as doubtful. But I can go back. No, we're good. It's the same thing you do to people that don't know how to cook that offer to cook for you. Hey, you know what? Come through the house. I'm going to make some dinner before we go out. No. I tell you what. Don't go through all that. We're going to go out and have fun. Don't worry about cooking. Nah, it ain't nothing for me to just, but no. Listen, roll to my house. But I live closer to the club. If you come to my house, then I can, you know what? You're right. But I tell you what. Why don't we just enjoy that? Why don't we just go out for dinner? Yeah, I'm not really trying to pay that much money. I'm kind of trying to ball on it. But you know what? Don't even worry about it. I'll buy it. Because I remember 3 months ago, you had bought me some gum, and it's my turn to get back. So I'll buy it. All you got to do with Andy Dalton at this point, look, we can keep saying certain things. Bears have a championship defense. They don't want to sit around and wait for a quarterback they're ready to go. No, Bears don't have a championship defense. Bears have a good defense. They don't have a championship defense. To thyself be true. That defense is the elephant in the room. It's not that great. It's good, but it's not monsters in the midway great. It's not Super Bowl 85 great. It's good. It's solid. but they're holes. They can't do Khalil Mack like that because he doesn't want to wait around. He wants that ring now. Yeah, he might want to switch teams because the Bears aren't built to win a Super Bowl. I don't care if it's Andy Dalton or Justin Fields. They're not built to win a Super Bowl. Hell, they don't even have a Super Bowl coach. So why not play the young dude? If playing Andy Dalton gets you from 6 victories to 8 victories, does it matter? Get the experience. But his answers are confusing. That's why I said, and I keep saying, the inability to say something with force and mean what you say is more detrimental than trying to dance around every topic. Andy Dalton is our guy, period. When Justin Fields starts is the day he'll start, and you'll know it because he'll get announced before the game. Done. I'm not answering any more questions. Hey, Andy Dalton is hurt. Who's your quarterback? Andy Dalton is our quarterback, our starting quarterback, until otherwise. When he's healthy, he's our starting quarterback until otherwise. Anybody want to talk about the running back room? But by him giving answers.
If Andy is healthy, is he your start? That's something that I'm not going to get into with scheme.
That's not scheme.
Of course it is. That's 100% scheme, Brad.
When you continue to answer questions like that, you continue to prove that you don't have enough forcefulness in what you want to do to just come out and say it. We all saw Justin Fields make mistakes. But I honestly believe the city and the fans would rather see Justin Fields making mistakes and growing than to see Andy Dalton be the same Andy Dalton that we've seen for 11 years. Do what you want with that information. Next time up, we'll get more into Green Bay. I know, you know, fortunately, I ran out of time. I had to stick up for them. But I will say this. Aaron Rodgers played the – and Aaron Rodgers, up you, up yours, up all this, middle finger up to all the people that have been on his backside for one bad game. That I do know. Thank you for calling in with the truth. Appreciate you as always. Callers, thank you for calling in. Don't forget, Thursday we are at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. I'll give you a couple days notice in case you want to pop in there while we are live. Till tomorrow, everyone, take care. Make sure you're following us on the Twitter, the Instagram, and the Facebook. At Sports Cave, Caves with a K, sportscave.com. It's a website, again, Caves with a K. And you get me directly on the Twitter at PLR on Sports. Until next time, everyone, thank you so much for hanging out with us. Really appreciate it. Be safe, be good to each other. And don't forget, that devil called COVID is still out there. Take care of yourself. Take care of each other. Until next time, this has been The Cave Show with PLR. And you know what we say at this time. Tips. Bring us home.